Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Jeff Ellis.
And this is Steven Miranda, episode 8.14, the 2012 Prediction Show.
The crowd goes wild. It's like a freaking rock concert here, Steven. It is.
I'll give you the date since Jeff was a little out of order.
I'm so excited.
Thursday, August 30th, 2012. We are 6 days away from opening day.
High five.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys traveling to New York to face the defending Super Bowl champion New York Giants.
And I can't wait. And then we get a couple days off just to recuperate. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the full slate of 15 more games on Sunday. Actually, that's not true.
No.
13 games on Sunday.
And then
two games on Monday.
Doubleheader
on Monday.
And I tell you,
that doubleheader on Monday, one of those games is going to be one of the worst games of the season. So I'm just teasing you. I'm just teasing it.
You're teasing that?
I'm teasing it.
We've got
the late game.
We've got, thanks to James Reese, our predictions all done.
Oh, James Reese. I have spent 5 hours.
Yeah,
on this spreadsheet.
Maybe a little too long.
You're saying I'm obsessive.
Okay. Okay, if that's what I'm saying, yeah, I'm saying that. I like he's got our logo in the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
If you're a show donor, go out to the website, go to the show donor page.
It won't take you five. It doesn't need to take more than 25 minutes.
Yes.
You're only picking 256 games?
Winners. No, I think it's 512 games
total. Okay, but still, it only takes a little while to go through and go click, 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 click. And you bubble it in, and the other one gets bubbled out, and it goes. But if you want to dive deep, deep,
yes.
You can spend the rest of your life in this spreadsheet.
Well, you can't because there's so much
on the
information.
Sheet.
There's so much information. I mean, like
too
the individual page. It tells
for
you
each
here,
team.
It tells you when the team was founded.
It tells you
championships,
who,
Super Bowls, conference titles.
Everyone who owns the Miami Dolphins is listed. That's a long list of people.
Good stuff there.
James Reese.
We're going to get to it because we're sticking to an hour today. Here we go.
Can't be done.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
We call
stadium
this the prediction
owner,
show.
General manager, head coach, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, everything that you could possibly want to know about the team right there on the page.
You could just make us all sound smart, Steven, and we could just use the information that he's got on the spreadsheet.
That's true.
And make us look freaking brilliant, but now it's too late because you've already given away that it's right in front of our eyes.
I did give
like
it away.
We have a producer or something. James?
Yes.
James? You listening?
Yeah.
We need a producer.
There's no more James.
Reese?
Oh, I'm
Reese. James
okay,
Reese.
James
no.
Reese.
Do you, would you trust that James to produce our show?
No.
No, but James Reese? Heavens, yes.
Yes.
Bring that guy on over. Wow. Okay,
well,
so I've already posted on Facebook, about to record preview show, so excited. Tell us where we will be most wrong.
Yes.
First response, Bowen B. Tuna Mark. I think he lives on Facebook.
Okay, what does he say?
The Dolphins.
We're going to be most wrong with the Dolphins.
We're going to be most wrong about the Dolphins.
Well,
that's what he says. For his sake and for Chaz's sake, I hope so.
Well, they are not going to like my prediction of the Miami Dolphins.
They'll like mine better, but that's only saying that that's how bad Stevens is.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Because we did take a peeky peek, and mind you, just for a tease, I've got you with 3 wins. Okay? I'm being nice. I don't have you on Oprah Watch.
You got them with 3 wins?
Yeah. How do they get 3 wins? It's a miracle.
Well,
it's a
on
miracle.
That note,
yeah.
No, we can't
no,
get to it. We got some
news.
NFL news.
There's
some NFL news. We'll start where
Dolphins.
The NFL and the NFLPA have agreed on something. No,
yes, they
not
have.
To bring back the refs, but they have agreed to extend the trade deadline. And what that means, basically, Jeffrey, is that beginning with this season, the official trade deadline will be moved back to the Tuesday, from the Tuesday following week 6, back to the Tuesday following week 8. So now
you're leading off with this as NFL news, so tell me why it's sexy. Okay.
Well, it's sexy because now, beforehand, you had to make any trades that you wanted to make in season. You know, here's for the Miami Dolphins. Wow, we really need a wide receiver. We're that bad. We start off 0-5. We are that bad. Yes. We need to go get a wide receiver, dog. You want to go pull that trigger?
What about Brandon Marshall?
Well, they're not going to get Brandon Marshall. But I know where you're going there.
Yeah, I know.
The thing is that before, you had to do it in those first 5 weeks. You had to get it done.
Yep.
Otherwise, you got to wait.
The window.
Well, now you've got a whole half a season. Now it's not till the Tuesday following week 8. It gives you a little bit longer.
To make adjustments to your team, yes. To make your team more competitive, to fix some things that you may not have foreseen in your scouting or even in injury departments because you can't predict injuries. Yes. Now, this big news item coming across right now is that the NFL will use replacement officials for week 1.
Yeah, that's
pretty Where's sad. My booing sound effect? Well, I left my iPad in the car.
I'm sorry.
I ain't hiking all the way back out to my car on a hot day. I know I could, but we're using replacement officials for week
and
1.
You don't have the boo.
That is some of the worst news I've had. I posted on Facebook this. And asked a question. The replacement officials
may hurt your feelings
a lot.
When you use replacement officials, you step in a big pile of shaving cream.
Be nice and clean.
That's what it is, baby. And that's what we're going to have.
Oh, my gosh. We haven't seen enough to know that we've seen too much.
We haven't, apparently.
I have.
I saw week 1. I have seen
prediction.
Enough.
Prediction, Steven.
Yes, here's a prediction. It's a prediction show.
Yeah, it is the prediction show. And here's one of the things I predict. I predict that a replacement official will so blow a call that it will affect the outcome of a game week 1.
Ooh.
And that, my friend, could affect the Super Bowl.
Can it please not be on Wednesday of week 1?
So it's not that your love for the Cowboys, it's that the preserving the dignity of week
opening,
1 of opening
of
day.
Opening day.
Yes,
it's
yes.
opening day.
Yes.
We don't
the
want
fact the Cowboys are playing is largely irrelevant.
It is irrelevant. Do you want opening day to be tainted with a bad call that basically the whole rest of the week? You got Thursday, you know, before President Obama speaks to the country.
Mm-hmm.
You got Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You got Saturday. All day Sunday morning pregame shows before the games actually start.
Mm-hmm.
And all anybody will be talking about is, oh, man, did you watch Wednesday
Lord
and what
Jesus
those replacement officials
did?
Did
you see what I saw? Did you see what
I
saw?
That's what I want. Because I want
week
1 to be about the games.
The games,
the
yes.
The teams. That's what I want.
We want it to be about the action on the field, not the action of the striped zebras.
Right, speaking of week 1, first game, opening day, Giants-Cowboys. Mathias Kiwanuka decided he was going to take a shot at owner Jerry Jones. Pow, pow.
Don't hit an old man. That's not cool. Although in L.A. today, a 100-year-old man did run over some children.
Oh, great.
But that's another story. Speaking of taking shots at old men.
Mathias Kiwanuka was asked by KFAN AM in New York.
K-F-A-N. No, that'd be W-F-A-N in New York. If it's in New York, it's got to start with a W.
It's W. I said
K-Fan. Yeah.
I'm sorry. WFAN in New York. And the radio host asked Mathias Kiwanuka what he thought about Dallas Cowboy owner Jerry Jones, saying that he wanted to beat the Giants. And here was Kiwanuka's response. He said, well, the Giants have been whooping his beep for a long time. It's got to be tough on the outside looking in at all these championships here lately.
All right, and I'll give you that two out of the last three Super Bowls have been won.
Two out of the last four.
Four have been won by the New York Football Giants.
Yes,
and that's an impressive feat.
That is
true. A very impressive feat.
But
now, before
why you got to take the bait? Why you got to take the bait? The host is baiting you.
Mm-hmm.
He's baiting you with the, what do you think of what Jerry Jones said?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to go and pow, pow. But literally days before your teams go to battle.
Yeah, no matter what the world, including us, thinks about Jerry Jones, the general manager.
Yes.
The team loves him.
Yes.
Because he is one of the best owners in the NFL.
In the league, yes.
And nobody disputes that. Everybody wants to play for Mr. Jones because he gives you it. He's got that Al Davis thing in him where he's got your back.
Right.
He has got your back. And then this whole Dez Bryant fiasco, we come to find out that Dez actually asked for basically what lengths should I go to make sure that I don't F up anymore.
Right.
And the team's like, you could try stuff like this. He's like, what if I did this? They're like, sure. So Dez actually did all this to himself, for himself, for those
With the help of his manager and his people.
No, absolutely. Yeah. His agent being very smart, saying, Dez, if you want to make money off the field, if you want to get endorsements and things, you have to be seen as a good guy. And we have a little bit of a job in front of us to remake Dez Bryant 2.0. So, dude, here's how I would play it, because you have no intention of going to strip clubs. You have no intention of going partying and drinking and stuff. So why don't you make it official with rules and stuff? And Dez is like, yeah, that's cool. That works for me. Why don't you hire a security detail and make sure you've always got an escort with you? Yeah, fine. Is that all it takes for me to get like a Nike deal? Not saying I can get you Nike, son, but I might be able to get you some Long John Silver contract. and Long John Silver, they're
bad.
Good.
Yeah, I'll eat
from
some,
there, you go to White Castle.
I'll eat some fish.
Heaven.
So there you
go. That's how that went, right? And that's like, all because they love Jerry Jones.
Welcome to Giants Cowboys 2012.
Welcome next
those,
Wednesday
those
night.
Those two games are going to be pretty amazing, and I'm glad that it kicks off the season. Finally, Jeffrey, last night, speaking of the Dallas Cowboys, after the reserves pretty much beat up on the Miami Dolphins there.
Oh, Lord, you're not going to tell this story, are you?
Well, the Dolphins are getting ready to leave Dallas.
I want a good old boy for the pilot.
They're getting ready to leave Dallas. They're on their charter plane.
Man.
They're ready to fly out.
Oh, man.
And apparently their plane backed into another plane. So the Dolphins all had to get off that plane and go get on another plane. And they were basically 3.5, almost 4 hours late getting back to Miami.
FAA administration spokesman Larry Lunsford said no one was hurt, but both American Airlines jets were damaged in the incident early Thursday. American Airlines spokesman Andrea Hughley said the winglet of a Boeing 767 clipped the tail of an empty MD-80. This incident happened in non-operational area where the airline provides charter service.
Brian Hartline, wide receiver from the Miami Dolphins, tweeted...
I'm sorry, Brian Hartline, the wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins.
So tired, and we haven't even left Dallas yet. And the rumor is we backed into another plane. Awesome.
How bad are things in Miami? You can't even leave a city without smashing up another airplane.
Ooh.
That's how bad things are. Is that going to be on Hard Knocks?
That's how you got to end.
Here's the Dolphin season for you. In one little, if we could use a metaphor for the Dolphin season, a plane backs into another plane. That's the end of the season. That's how the season's going to go.
I just love. And the rumor is we backed into another plane. Yeah, you did, Hartline, but I'm glad you all are safe and you're back in Miami. I cannot wait till next Tuesday.
They didn't need Brandon Marshall.
To check out. No, not at all. Not one bit.
No.
So there you go. Anything else, Jeff?
Hard
Knocks was brutal.
This has been the most painful. This should be called Hardest Knocks.
Hardest Knocks.
How about when what's his name got traded to the Colts, which was a great move for him?
Vontae Davis. Can I call my grandma?
No, I need to call my grandma. I need to call my grandma.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we can't yet, Vontae.
We've got to call the grandma.
I need to call my grandma.
Yeah.
And the guy, it was so sad.
It's
like, bro, you're being released from prison. You're going to a team that's going somewhere. And then it was, what'd you get from me, coach?
Some picks. Couple picks. I think he said.
Yeah, a couple picks.
I don't think that was the bad part. I think the bad part
was
Ireland should have been, you know, just why? What else do you need to talk about? You tell him he's getting traded. Send him to the communications travel arrangement
person.
Hand
in your iPad.
And someone's going to walk you to your locker so you can hand in all your stuff. And that's it. Why do you got to stay there and say, the reason, and you got to go through all the ups and downs, and you're on this roller coaster, and we need them to be more like this, and, you know, and not, you know, less wavy than, you
yeah,
know.
The but wavy got, thing why, was why really gotta, weird. That was psychotic.
Jeff, just let the dude go, man. You're trading him.
Well, because the fact is Jeff Ireland has been hugely disappointed in Vontae Davis. That's the reason that he got released was because they're like, we spent a first round draft pick on you, and frankly I'm a little pissed off.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have to be trading you for picks. You should be leading this team. Well,
I agree, but it's not like the Miami Dolphins.
And it's not like he's a complete screw up.
No,
he's but not. But that's what they're treating him like.
And that's what they're. Oh, really? Because he pushed.
You were a number one draft pick.
Because he pushed the receiver to get an interception and run it back for a touchdown.
It was a foolish play.
Yeah, but they made it sound like that was the worst play ever.
In this realm of replacement officials? You might have got away with it.
Exactly. I saw a couple PIs last night that the Cowboys got away with. Cowboys secondary didn't even look back for the ball. They weren't throwing PIs.
I watch Hard Knocks with the wife, and just she and I, because you know no one else lives at our house anymore.
Oh.
And hey, it's sad, but you know we'll
somebody
go.
Somebody give Jeff a hug.
I need a hug. And so, you know, we see him make the pick. We're like, great pick.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, that one's coming back. We're like, why? We you know in unison, the wife and I, why? Like, and then they show the replay. Oh,
that's why.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
When it was live action, I saw it, but I didn't think it was that egregious.
It didn't. On slow-mo in ISO,
it looked bad.
It looked awful in ISO.
Yeah, but when it's fast speed and you got the whole, it didn't look that bad.
No,
when you see it, and you're like,
Oh, okay.
Still, anyways, I don't, let's get to the AFC East because that's where we're going to start. Predictions. Oh, before we do predictions, are you going to tell us who you're going to cheer for?
Do you want me to?
I think the people want. No, you know what? Let's save it to the end. People are going to listen to the show to find out who you're going to be cheering for.
And
this
your
year.
Punishment.
Oh, yeah. And my punishment. We'll reveal
that. We got so much, and we've only got a little bit of time.
All right. Well, let's get to it, and we'll start with the AFC East.
Now, we previewed them all alphabetically.
Ding, 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 ding,
we're going to report on them divisionally by alphabetic. By the alphabet.
And then we'll get to the playoffs. And
but we will talk about the teams in the order of their finish.
Afterwards.
No. So we're going to still alphabetically go through the teams?
No, no, no. Now we're going to say how you have them ranked and how many wins you got. And
but are we going to go alphabetic through those teams?
No,
we haven't discussed
this. You give them in your order.
Ah, yes. Okay.
And then you'll do one division first, and I'll go second, and then I'll do one division first.
Well, he said I'm going to do one division first. We're going to start the AFC East, where I have the New England Patriots winning the division.
At?
I didn't know if we were going to give those numbers or if we were just going to give our division.
At?
At 13-3.
Woo, doggy!
Yeah, that's never happened before.
No, I know.
Oh, wait, that happens all the time.
13 games, though. That's a lot of wins.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I almost had them there. But I had to
to pull them back one win. You had to go 12.
Just because of how
susceptible their offensive line is.
Yes, and their defense is susceptible.
But trust me,
as well.
If their offensive line ends up being a problem, they ain't winning 13 games. They ain't winning 12. They ain't winning 11, 10, 9.
Right.
Okay? Without Tom Brady, ain't going anywhere.
All right.
Okay. Then I go Buffalo Bills with 11 wins. Stop me. I know.
I am stopping you. Did you just say Buffalo Bills wins?
Yes. I said Buffalo Bills with 11 wins. Yes, Emma. Okay. Buffalo Bills will be going to the playoffs with 11 wins. I'm pretty excited about
them. You got them as a playoff team?
Wild card. Yes, I do.
Wow.
And then I got the. Here's where it gets bad.
Greg is loving this right now.
No, he's telling me that I'm a fool.
He is telling
me
that, too.
See,
He's loving it a little bit.
No, little part of him that jumps up and down, that little happy part, that part's been steamrolled.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's
all right.
The
and
problem.
Then, if they're at 11 wins, I've got to, what you got the Jets at?
Well, I got the Dolphins next.
What?
Now, they're in a mathematical tie with the New York Jets, but divisionally,
I've got the
Dolphins with one more win.
And the Dolphins winning three games each?
I didn't say that. You said that.
Okay, you said you had the Dolphins with three games.
Did I?
You have the Jets with two games?
No, three.
Okay.
They have the win in the divisional because the Dolphins, two of their three wins come in the division, and those two are against the Jets.
So you got the Dolphins winning three games, and both of them are getting when they play the Jets.
Uh-huh.
And you got the Jets only winning three games.
One of them will be in division. I think that they actually do knock off Buffalo maybe early. And so that's the AFC East for me.
I'm buckling in now,
man. He's taking off his wedding rings.
Ooh, let's go.
And I mean rings. He's married to multiple women.
He's horrible. All right, here's what I look at the AFC East. I got the Patriots winning the division.
Surprise.
I got them at 11-5.
11.
I think 11 wins.
When was the last time
division?
They won 11 games? I'm going historically. Because we have it all here, thanks to listener James and his great sheet. 13 wins, 14 wins, 10 wins in 2009, and that was without Tom Brady, if I'm not mistaken.
No, 11 they went 11-5 wins.
That was
year.
The Tom Brady. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So 10-6 was the next year.
Yeah.
And then 16-0. 12-4. So for them to win fewer than 12 is unusual.
Yes, it is. They're going to be good in the division. They'll be 5-1 in the division, but they'll only win 11 games.
So tell me who they're losing to. I don't want to go this slowly, but on a situation like this, okay. Division winner.
All right. Well, their losses, and if you will bear for me here for a little bit. They're back-to-back losses. Twice.
Baltimore, Buffalo.
I've got them losing to Baltimore and Buffalo on the road.
I totally have no problem with that. I got Baltimore.
And then later on in the season, I got them losing to the Houston Texans and the San Francisco 49ers in back-to-back weeks.
Houston Texans. Those are home. They don't lose.
They did last year.
I know, but they don't lose at home.
That don't hold true anymore.
They are still the most successful home team in the NFL.
Yes.
They still hold that. So for Houston to go in there and win, could happen. For San Francisco to go in there and win, could happen.
Yes.
My next two losses is after that, because those games are so brutal. Then they go to Jacksonville, and they've already locked up the division for me. And so I see them losing at Jacksonville and then hosting Miami because it don't matter, and they're going to have Brian Hoyer out there. So that's how I see it playing. Interesting. Right. Okay, thanks for sharing.
So I got the New York Jets in second at 9-7. They're not going to make the playoffs with 9 wins.
They're not going to get 9
But
wins.
I got them at 9-7. Okay. I think they can do it. I got the Buffalo Bills at 8-8. I'm high on the Bills, not as high as you.
Yeah.
I don't see them winning.
You're not smoking the ganji high.
Yeah, no. I think 8-8 is a good season for the Bills. And seriously, Miami Dolphin fans are going to hate me. And I've never made a prediction like this to start a season. But they're going to go 0-16, Jeffrey. I do not envision the Dolphins winning a single game all year long. They are going, literally, I am starting the season with the Miami Dolphins on Overwatch. There you go. That's where I'm at.
Now, we should have clarified on Facebook. Tell us where we will be most wrong. Mm-hmm. I got a response, Flacco will be elite. Is that wrong because we say Flacco will be elite? Are we going to say that and we're wrong?
Yeah,
or is
we're
he saying
say that
Flacco is not elite and he believes that he is?
I don't know.
It's unclear, but we've set off a flurry on Facebook.
All right, let's bring on the AFC North. Now, here's what I got, Jeffrey. I've got the Baltimore Ravens, who won it last year, to repeat and win it again.
Ain't no thing.
At 12-4.
14-2.
My next team will be a wild card team.
Yep.
And that's the Cincinnati Bengals.
Me too.
At 11-5.
10-8. 10-6, sorry.
I've got the Pittsburgh Steelers narrowly missing the playoffs at 9-7.
8-8.
And the Cleveland Browns bringing up the rear like they always do at 4-12.
1-15.
Whoo! So that's the team you think is bad.
Statistically, the worst team in the NFL, just because look at their schedule, please.
Yeah, they can't.
Look at their schedule. Okay.
I think
I wanted to go 0-16 on them, not because I think they're that bad, but because their schedule's that hard.
Yeah, it is pretty brutal.
It's too bad because this is not the worst team in the NFL. It's one of, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But so that takes us through the
AFC North. I got them beating
AFC
like
North.
The Redskins and the Bills and the Chiefs, and I think I got them sneaking a win against the Steelers late in the season.
Yeah. Could happen.
But that's about it.
Could happen.
Where do you got this division?
I went through it with you. We got it the same order. We just have different records.
Yeah.
So I go 14-2 Baltimore.
14-2.
Yeah, if you were listening, I said
yes,
Cincinnati Bengals 10-6. Not that different than you. Pittsburgh 8-8, one game different than you. And Cleveland's where we disagree strongly.
Right.
I have, unfortunately, the haves and have-nots in the NFL this year, where pretty much everybody's double digits, especially in the AFC.
Yeah.
Everybody's double digits, either wins or losses.
Wow.
With the exception of two teams. So the majority of the 16.
All right.
And so that gets us to the AFC South. We start off the division winner last year. We'll win it again. The Houston Texans at 11-5.
I've got them at 12-4, and I agree they'll win the division.
Absolutely. Will not have any trouble, especially given the company that they keep.
That's the only team I got coming out of this division.
Absolutely. That's the only team I have above 500 in this division. Ooh. Again, the haves and have-nots. Yes. We have several double-digit losers here.
Okay.
We have the Jacksonville Jaguars coming in second at 10-6.
Wow.
The Indianapolis Colts improving to 5-11.
Okay.
And bringing up the rear, based on division, they should actually flip-flop, I think, based on division, Tennessee Titans at 5-11 also.
All right. We disagree on the Titans quite a bit and on the Jags.
The Titans, Steven, just let me defend that one because I don't see Chris Johnson. Everybody, everywhere I look, everybody says Chris Johnson's returning to form.
Yes.
Everybody. My eyes have not seen that. And I know it's the preseason,
right.
But my eyes have not seen it.
I've seen it. I've seen it make some bounces.
And I've seen some plays, a couple of plays. Right. But I have not seen...
That's all you get in the preseason is a couple plays. That's all you need.
Yeah. But I also think, look, you were a successful team last year with Matt Hasselbeck. Now you're handing the reins over to Jake Locker. And I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen with Kenny
Brett.
You don't
like Locker time.
I like Locker. Fine. Locker time. I think Locker will probably be good in a year or two. But he needs receivers. And Kenny Brett is still a giant question mark.
All right.
Their defense I like. That's about it.
Here's the deal. I got Houston at 12-4 winning the division.
Good.
I've got Tennessee at 8-8. They're a 500 ball club for me.
Okay.
And they might even improve as the season goes on. I got the Colts at 5-11. I think they will win more games than they won last year.
That's the same to me.
But the Jacksonville Jaguars, I've got it 3-13.
Steven, I got them at 6-10. Is it really that different?
Well, you know, it's three games.
Yeah, but come on. The games
I really think as the season goes on.
They're going to get worse?
They're going to... The same thing that happened to the Bucks last year. They got like a little... They got in a little rut and they...
A little rut? They start off great.
They stopped believing.
Right.
And it came part of the end of the season with 10 straight losses.
Yeah.
Something similar can happen in Jacksonville this year. Just because I don't think...
Look, you don't believe
they
in
got,
malarkey.
They got Gabbert. And he hasn't looked quite as sharp. Although I like what I've seen from Rashard Jennings, let's see how he goes in the regular season.
No, it's
not a given
already that MJD will not be there week one.
Yeah.
That is already... On the record.
I don't care when he comes back. He's not putting up the numbers that he put up last year.
No, he's not.
And last year, he only helped them to 5 wins.
And last year, he busted his tail and got 1,000 yards.
Right.
Got
1,600 yards.
This may be a sub-1,000-yard season for him.
So,
and it's
going
to be tough to win.
That brings us to the AFC West. Here is where I'm going to surprise some people. I'm going to surprise them.
Surprise.
Shock
surprise,
the world.
Surprise. Surprise.
And I'm going to start off...
You could surprise me most by declaring that the Denver Broncos will not win this division.
The Denver Broncos will not win this division.
Ooh.
As much as I love Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
And you know how much I love Peyton Manning. I mean, how many times did I tell him that?
I remember that time in the hotel.
Okay.
What? Where you said you loved
Peyton
him.
Manning. No, on air. Eli. 5 Minute Football Fix last year. I think 3 times I looked straight into the camera. I said I love Peyton Manning. Here's a go. I've got the San Diego Chargers. Maybe I'm a fool. Maybe I've drunk too much Kool-Aid.
Steven, there is one more year left in the San Diego Chargers.
And I think this is their year.
This is the step up and perform, do your business on the toilet.
Or get off the pot. Yes.
This is the year. You and I agree on that.
And I've got them at 12-4.
If they're at 12-4, things will be fine.
Mostly... Because I've got them rolling the division. I've got them sweeping the division, going 6-0 through the AFC West.
Wow.
At second place, and my second wild card team, is the Oakland Raiders.
Now you're high.
10-6.
Just because Dennis Allen is a good guy and McKenzie's a great guy.
I think that this team has started from where we saw them in week one in the preseason, where they scored 0 points,
right?
And they were awful in all phases of the game.
Carson Palmer still sucks. He's a shell of himself.
They have.
Darren McFadden's a beast.
Moved exponentially from game to game. In how they have handled themselves on the offense, on the defense, and in special teams. And I think the Oakland Raiders will carry that mentality.
Shane Leckler.
And they will have the weight off of them, the weight that they used to carry of Al Davis.
Okay.
And they are going to do some things on the football field. And I believe if McFadden stays healthy, he will be a great complement to Carson Palmer. And he and Palmer will eventually start clicking with his receivers. But look, basically what I've seen in the preseason is it's not that Carson Palmer's been bad. It's that his receivers keep dropping the freaking ball.
Yeah, but that was the problem last year. So now let's go here. I want people to know this because this show is about educated listeners. We want you guys to be the most educated listeners on the planet. We want you to know stuff that no other people know. The people that watch ESPN don't know. People that watch NFL Network don't know. Because we watch it all, and we want to give you the best of the best, and we go to things. And so as a result, what I saw that nearly brought a tear to my eye was that torch that they now have at Oakland Alameda Coliseum.
I tweeted that. It's the classiest move I've seen by a franchise.
There is an eternal flame that's Mr. Davis in the
southeast
corner of the stadium.
Southeast corner of the
Inside the stadium, there will always be a flame to Al Davis, and I think that's one of the classiest moves a team has ever done. People go and build statues outside, but I'm sorry, if you want to be channeling someone's presence, have them inside the stadium. Not outside.
Trust me, they did that up. They said this is what they were doing. And I was like, man, that is
cool. I so nearly cried.
That was cool stuff.
Have you heard about this?
No one's talked about
this. This is my point. Yeah, I want our listeners to know about it.
I'm sending Amy an email saying that she's got to get the word out.
Play this clip.
Did that. Yeah.
Put this clip with it and tell her that we wanted the world to know about how cool they are and what they've done there in Oakland.
Denver Broncos will finish the season at 8-8.
Okay.
And the Kansas City Chiefs, I really... honestly, did not know what to do with them.
I don't know what to do with them. Steven, I would bake them as brownies if I could, just to make sure something good happened.
I've got them at 2-14.
Could happen. You know what else could happen? They could win the division.
They could.
Isn't that weird?
They could.
What the hell is up with the Kansas City Chiefs?
I will be honest.
Then I don't know what to do with you.
The AFC West was the most difficult
conundrum
for me to pick.
They are
of all the
freaking
divisions,
conundrum.
Of all the teams, these four were like, yeah.
You could go all the way.
That could happen.
You could go all the way. Or you could end up in last.
You can only win 2 games. So that's
any
where I went.
Team
I'm gonna
in this
admit,
division.
I'm going to admit, nowhere else, not even in the NFC East, did I allow my heart to take any part into it. I let my heart dictate a little bit in the AFC West.
I did too, and here's how. The San Diego Chargers, for me, because of that little bubble that they're on, they go in the other direction. I'm afraid it goes south.
Yes.
And yes, Steven, you're an optimist and I'm a pessimist.
Yes.
Well, guess what? I've gone pessimist route, and the San Diego Chargers, while they don't finish last, they finish 5-12.
That's complete opposite.
And it is blow it's blow this baby up time.
Because that's what happened.
Trust me.
If they don't get into the playoffs,
Norv, you're gone.
They blow up the entire.
You're gone.
Well, not the Spanos. They own the team. You mean
maybe they come back to L.A. Maybe he has to sell the team because
really?
He just gets so discouraged.
I think you're talking AJ Smith, the general manager. He's
I was actually thinking about the team relocating.
Well, that's true too.
Come back to L.A.
I don't think the Spanos are going to get rid of the Chargers. They'll move to L.A. with the
fine.
Chargers.
Come on up.
But I think
AJ Smith
gets gone. Yeah. Turner goes.
Wow, it's such a mess there in San Diego.
Let's say that
Ryan Matthews stays healthy for an entire 16 games. That team could go so far. It's not even funny. Not even funny. Makes Vincent Jackson's absence look like an afterthought. If they have a viable running game, that team since LaDainian left. That team has been a farce because they've never had a viable running game.
All right, I'm going to go on record saying that I reserve the right to change my AFC West picks after week one. After
you're
going to
base everything on week one.
After week one.
You've all been put on notice. If you don't win week one, Steven's going to throw you under a bus.
All right, so finish up. You got AFC West.
I start off with the Broncos at
11-5.
You
got Denver winning it again. You got
Why
Denver
not?
Winning it again.
First of all, they've got a hell of a defense, Steven.
Okay,
and now they have a quarterback.
They do, dude.
Okay, so they won it last year with smoke and mirrors, Tim Tebow. That's really how they won it, and their defense was phenomenal. Same defense, better quarterback. Everything's better there. John Fox, happy as a schoolgirl that he's got himself a Peyton Manning. Does Peyton Manning stay healthy throughout the year? I have no idea.
We don't.
That's the whole problem here.
He did take a pretty good shot against the Niners.
He's taken a shot in each game, and the bar, the litmus test, keeps changing, Steven. Yeah. First it was, I need to see him take a shot. Yeah. I need to see him take a hard shot. Now I need to see him take multiple shots, like a back-to-back plays. They get up, and then I'll believe. Right. Well, that is where I'm at now. I need to see him take shots, back-to-back plays. He gets blown up, and he's fine.
He's
then
not
I'm like,
take back-to-back
Peyton,
shots.
I'm totally cool. We're good. So Cincinnati, let's see where we at. Kansas City Chiefs, 8-8. Don't know what to do with you guys at all. San Diego Chargers, 5-11. The Oakland Raiders, 4-12.
Yeah, I think this is once again this is the division where you and I were.
But Steven, you also agreed that we don't know what to do with it. We both do.
Oh, we don't.
We don't know what to do with this division because Carson Palmer, I think, is done.
Heading over to the National Football Conference and the NFC East.
We must throw under the bus. The Ryan Tannehill of we're not piling on to the Miami Dolphins. They pile onto themselves. But that Ryan Tannehill did not know what teams belonged in which division.
You know what? That was I literally, Trisha looked at me, she laughed, and I said, that's pathetic.
I hit the rewind button, Steve, because I was kind of only listening.
Yeah.
So what teams are in the North? Are we in the North? You know, and I'm like, and I hit the TiVo back button, you know, like three clicks, so I had the full context.
Yes.
Because I don't want to misrepresent what anyone says. Full context, it was worse than it looked at first glance. Yes.
The fact that he doesn't know...
The NFC North.
There's
two... What are the two most established, famous divisions in football, Steven?
The NFC East and the NFC North?
Thank you. No one can argue with that.
Yeah.
Those are the two most legendary divisions in football. Not best... Just legendary.
Yes.
And so every kid grows up knowing who's in the NFC North, knows who's in the NFC East. Yeah. And this is a guy from the West telling you that. And Ryan Tannehill couldn't come up with him. He was just guessing. And he was throwing darts.
He had the Chiefs where, like, in the AFC South or something like that?
Well, they are kind of in the South.
No.
Well, no, actually, they're in the West, and that's confusing. I agree.
Yeah.
But this is stuff you just know. And yes, the Buffalo.
I'm just saying, maybe it means he's really good. I'm just saying for Tannehill.
Maybe he's a savant.
Look, Ryan, this is your profession, and this is the professional league that you are a part of. You maybe want to take a couple minutes to orient yourself with the professional league that you're a part of.
So welcome to the hot seat, okay? I don't have my sound cart with me. Okay.
Okay.
What region of America did the West Coast offense find its roots?
What region of America?
You know the answer to
this. Well, it's on the West.
No.
Seaford invented it.
Yes.
In San Francisco.
No. He brought it to San Francisco from Kansas City.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so
sure.
I'm playing the technicality card. But I'm saying, you're Mr. NFL guy, okay? And wow, that you failed with what everyone else thinks is common sense, that it started in San Francisco with Bill Walsh and George Seifert and all that.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Bill Walsh brought it from Kansas City. He kind of came up with it with Seifert at Kansas City.
But the thing is, it wasn't utilized in Kansas City the way it was utilized in San Francisco. Which why it was called the West Coast offense.
It wasn't called the Midwest offense.
No, it wasn't because it was not hugely
successful in the Midwest.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
But that's my point, is that I can trick you on facts and make you feel dumb.
There is no tricking the divisions of who is where.
Yeah, that's my point, is that I'm giving you something that was really, really obscure.
Yeah.
And you still knew that, but you just answered it differently.
Yes.
Okay, I'll give you that you may not know the original AFL owners, the original AFL clubs.
Teams.
I'll give you that. That was way before you were born.
Right.
I understand. But the NFC North... That you can't just go Bears, Packers, Lions, Vikings. Steven, did I once look back at the helmets or look? Where was I looking that whole time?
Right into my eyes.
Right into your eyes. Come on. This is not rocket science, friends. Yes. And I ain't no rocket scientist. Okay?
And he thought the Giants were in the north. That's what I...
Well, they're a northerly... people who don't know...
But start, they're on the East Coast!
They start thinking about...
The only thing you should ever struggle in the NFC East is the Cowboys, because they're in right smack dab in the middle of Texas.
No. The only thing that you should consistently struggle with is the Chiefs and the Rams being in the West, where they're nowhere near the West. They're in the Midwest. No, that's still the middle of freaking America.
They're west of New York. Come on.
Everybody's west of New York, unless you lived in New York.
East Coast bias,
unless you live in New York, everybody's west of New York, okay?
That's why.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not hard. So, thank you, Ryan Tannehill. The NFC East, one of those divisions that he couldn't put together to save his life. I have now all the Homer. I got to know how many Homer calls are going to come out here. I can't believe how many replies on Facebook, Steve, to this thing.
Really?
There is got to be, Lord have mercy, there's so many. 12, 14, 15, 16, 17 comments.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it apparently hit a nerve, and this isn't even 4 o'clock when everybody's on Facebook. Yes. Something happens at 4 o'clock Pacific time where everybody's on Facebook virtually. And if you aren't, you got to ask yourself what's wrong with you. Jeff will pick a team, and they will be expected to be big winners, and they will go 7-9. That's probably true. That's probably true. And that's probably a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Steven will be wrong about Dallas, and Jeff will pick the wrong team. That's awesome.
Of course.
Jets will just about get wild card with good D and special teams and just enough offense. But what do you know? What? That the Saints will have a good season. Okay.
Saints will have a good season. I must say, like, whatever, that the new episode of the podcast is up. It makes my day. Keep up the good work. Okay. Greetings from
Jorge
Speed.
Jorge says the Bucks. I'm by no means a Bucks fan, but I wouldn't be shocked if they wound up with 8-10 wins. My money would be 9-7. Well, he's not going to like what I have to say about the Bucks.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Me either, the Bucks. So, anyways, in the NFC, here's what I've got to say. Mm-hmm. All I've done is gone through my spreadsheet and made some tweaks based on how I think things should turn out.
Yes.
And one of the things I believe firmly is that it is very difficult to repeat as Super Bowl champs.
Yes.
And even make the playoffs the next year, because you get everybody's best game. And when you were a 9-7 club last year and you're the Super Bowl champs, that meant that during the season there was a lot of bumps in the road. Those bumps in the road, friends, are still there. That New York Giants team is the same team as it was last year. They went on a hell of a run at the end of the season, and my hat's off to them. And I've crowned them champs, and I always refer to them as Super Bowl champs. And they shall always be, but they're coming in second this year to the Dallas Cowboys. Because this is the Dallas Cowboys, Steven, are this far. Look, this far.
That's not even an inch. That's like a half an inch.
It's 3/4 of an inch. Okay. Away from being the San Diego Chargers. They're this far.
Wow.
Where if they don't do it this year, screw it.
Blow it up?
Well, Jerry Jones won't blow it up because he's Jerry Jones. Doesn't mean he shouldn't.
Yeah.
And the Dallas Cowboys 11-5 this season, win the division. New York Giants 9-7, just miss it. Philadelphia Eagles at 9-7. Just miss it. Washington Redskins, a respectable 6-10, but still 6-10 again and again and again.
Wow.
Now, Stevie, talk to me.
I've got the Cowboys narrowly winning the division over the Giants at 11-5.
Okay.
I got the Giants going 9-7.
Uh-huh.
Coming in second. And that will not get the defending Super Bowl champions into the playoffs.
That's what you and I are identical so far.
I got the Eagles at 8-8.
I am 9-7, so that's just a game.
And I got the Redskins at 5-11.
I got them at 6-10. So I like the division a little bit more than you.
But within the division, I mean, all these are close. The Eagles and Redskins are 3-3. The Cowboys are 4-2, and the Giants are 2-4. So, I mean, they're going to be within the division.
I actually have the Cowboys 5-1 in division.
Within the division, these teams are going to be smacking.
Just beating on each other.
They're going to smack each other around. They always do. They do every year.
Yeah.
So
let's go through your beloved Dallas Cowboys. I've got their page up, and let's talk about their losses, where you see them.
Where I see the Cowboys losing?
Yep. Because I bet that they're very different between you and I.
I got them losing at Baltimore.
I've got them winning at Baltimore.
I've got them losing at Atlanta.
I've got them losing at Atlanta.
I've got them losing at Philly.
I've got them winning at Philly.
I got them losing at Cincinnati.
I've got them losing at Cincinnati.
And I've got them losing the last game of the season to the Redskins.
And I've got them winning against the Redskins, although there may not be much to play for. I think for the Cowboys, playing for home field is going to be huge.
Yeah.
Huge. So I think that they will take care of the Redskins the final week. But I actually do have them losing the opener against the Giants, and I know that you won a $100 wager on the opening day game because you and Jordan both believe the Cowboys are so ready to just beat the crap out of the Giants.
I believe so.
That it won't even be funny.
I believe so.
And then I am going to Seattle and losing. So I am actually starting 0-2 and then winning 11 games.
Ooh, that's tough.
It is, but you know what? It's the NFL, friends. So that being said, I think we're at the NFC North, I think.
We are.
That other division that nobody can understand what teams are in.
NFC North.
Now, I want to say, it's my turn to start.
It's my turn. You just went.
Oh, so you always go first. That's cool.
You went first with the East.
No, you did. I just went after you.
I just finished.
Maybe you're I can't keep track. I can't keep track.
The Green Bay Packers will win this division at 12-4.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
And I've got my wild card team, the Detroit Lions.
I didn't know if you knew all the teams.
The Detroit Lions at 10-6.
Okay.
The Chicago Bears just missing the playoffs, Jeffrey, at 9-7.
Not going to happen!
And bringing up the rear, the Minnesota Vikings at 4-12.
Fight on, Chicago Bears.
So you got the Bears doing better?
Fight on the victory. They're the pride and joy of Illinois. Chicago Bears.
Bear down.
Yeah, why won't you give them any love? What does it take for the Chicago Bears to show up on love index? Win something. Yeah. Well, they're trying to because I'm giving it to them.
Okay.
But you're not going to let them because you know what? Three playoff teams are coming out of this division.
Wow.
Yeah. So, now what do you think of me?
Give me the records.
All right. The Green Bay Packers top off with 14-2.
Ooh, that's way too many.
No, it's not. It's like one game more than you.
No, it's two.
Detroit Lions 12-4. Chicago Bears 11-5. Yes, the NFC North, the division that cannot be named by Ryan Tannehill, will be feared. Except for the Minnesota Vikings.
You got three teams with double-digit wins.
Double-digit, and not just double-digit.
More than 11.
Plus.
More than 11
or plus. 11 or plus.
11, 12, and 14.
Uh-huh.
It's
calling me crazy.
I'm calling you crazy.
That's fine. Don't hurt my feelings. Six and stones, bro. Six and stones,
$10 says what? That doesn't happen.
That's Steven.
What?
That's a crazy man's bet.
What?
For me to take that bet. Well, already going on a limb by calling it.
You are making a limb. Now go on a limb
go
some
further
more.
On the limb.
Yes.
Go all the way off the edge of the limb. Just fall off the limb, right, cut it off.
What did you have the Vikings at?
The Vikings 4-12, just like their fans said.
You can't call them Vikings.
I can this year. Because, look, Adrian Peterson, I think his best days are long in the rearview mirror.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
No.
He's done beasting.
Okay.
He's done. He will beast once or
you
twice.
You are allowed to have your opinion.
I appreciate that. Vikings fans don't appreciate that I have an opinion, but I do, and that's what I see.
I have them at 4-12 too, but I don't think it's because of Adrian Peterson.
I'm not saying it's Adrian Peterson's fault. They're just getting too old at the wrong places all at the same time, especially on defense.
It is now your turn to go first.
Thank you.
NFC South.
You sure it's my turn?
Yes.
Okay. In the NFC South, I'm happy to report that the Atlanta Falcons will repeat as division champions at 13-3. The Carolina Panthers just missed the playoffs and just break my heart, going 9-7. The New Orleans Saints are the New Orleans Saints, and they're 8-8. And the woeful Tampa Bay Buccaneers, ship all banged up. They will be healthy and still only amount to 5-11.
Well, similar, very similar in this division.
Probably
I've got the
me.
Atlanta Falcons. Yes, exactly. I haven't seen you for days.
You know what? When you're in math class and you're copying the kid who's dumber than you.
Yeah.
Who's dumb now?
Not a good idea.
Steven, you copying me?
The Atlanta Falcons at 13-3, winning the division. At 10-6, and my second wild card team, Cam Newton to the Carolina Panthers. Wow, you were pretty happy about that. The 8-8 New Orleans Saints, because I think they'll start off strong. I've said all along, but they're going to fade at the end of the season. And bringing up the rear, the 4-12 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I told you,
4-12, yeah.
What I had to say about Tampa.
Pretty similar.
We like
observations here.
Oh, we like them. They're just.
Oh, dude! You know we love Tampa Bay. Mark Dominic, who would you rather have a beer with? My gosh, Josh Freeman. The guy went and lost at least 20 pounds to get ready for this season.
LeGarrette
Blount may stay healthy, and if he doesn't, they still got a guy in there that's good.
Doug Martin, the rookie.
Doug Martin is terrific.
Probably
going to
start.
And look, they added Vincent Jackson. I so want this team to be good. But I got to call him like I
Dallas
see him.
Dallas Clark at the tight end position.
Dallas Clark. Oh, my gosh. A quarterback's best friend.
Plethora of weapons.
A plethora. To say it wrong. No, love the Buccaneers. It's just a shame that their schedule. Look at their schedule, friends. Yeah. Look at their schedule. Get the spreadsheet.
All right. Finally, I'm going to come with the NFC West.
Worst. West is worst.
I'm not feeling the worst out of the
West. Look, one of the best teams comes out of the West, but the rest is worst.
San Francisco 49ers will once again win this division. Sure. Slight less wins than last year. Last year they were 13-3.
Yeah, it's hard to repeat.
I got them at 12-4.
Me too.
Okay, I have a 12-4.
What a surprise.
There you go. Second place, close second, and just missing the playoffs.
Wait. You have a team close to San Francisco.
Yes.
You have a team in the NFC West battling with San Francisco? My next team, Steven, has half as many wins.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
It's not a little crazy. It's a little sad, but true.
That wasn't even the case last year.
I know. It's gotten worse.
All right. Well, I've got the Seattle Seahawks at 9-7.
I have them second, too.
But not at 9-7?
A little less than that.
Well, half. You got them at 6-10?
6-10. I'm not smoking what Pete Carroll is selling
there. I am.
You are
I'm all in
on it, man.
I'm all in
you
with
are
Wilson.
So high, you're flying.
I'm all in with this Wilson kid. He's got that secondary flying. The defense is flying. I like what Pete Carroll is
who's
doing.
Who's Russell throwing the ball to?
Well, he's got Sidney Rice healthy.
Golden Tate.
okay.
Come on. And Skittles
Edwards.
Has to repeat.
Braylon Edwards.
Skittles has to repeat.
Has looked
Skittles
good.
Has to take his big fat contract and turn it into points instead of going all Chris Johnson on us and just going.
I like Skittles.
Boom. I love Skittles.
Skittles are good.
They are good. They've got that sweet and tangy going on simultaneously.
Chewy. Anyways, I think that Seattle's going to surprise some people. Right, just like they did a couple years ago.
Look, anytime you go up there to Quest Field, you will be surprised.
It is loud.
It is obnoxiously loud and a very difficult place for teams to go and get a W if you're on the road.
All right, so there you have it. Those are our predictions.
Well, I haven't told you about the Rams and the Cardinals.
Oh,
and I don't know if you did either.
Oh, I guess I did. I forgot about those teams.
I'm not saying that they're forgettable.
I got them at 5-11.
I'm just saying they're forget about.
And I've got the Rams at 3-13.
Hate the Rams. Same old song, Steven. I got over my hatred for the Rams long after Georgia died.
But they're a very bad team. Their defense is horrible.
They have Jeff Fisher.
They've got no offensive weapons outside of Steven Jackson. They've got nobody.
Sam Bradford is a good quarterback.
He's got nobody to throw the ball to.
He's got Danny freaking Amendola.
Yeah, you keep saying Danny Amendola. Danny Amendola is nobody.
I'm sorry, he got 1,000 yards or so
no,
2 years
Danny
ago.
No, Danny Amendola's never posted a 1,000-yard season.
I'm calling bullcrap on it.
He's never even posted a 900-yard season.
Oh, I'm so calling bullcrap on it. Look it up. That's why I was hedging it with, was it 900 or 1,000? And now I'm calling bullcrap on you,
why?
Mr. Miranda.
You know what? I am not going to let you drag me down to your imaginary
by
world
by calling bullcrap on you? For being wrong about something?
Danny, I'm
that makes
I'm
me fine. A bad person?
I'm pulling it up right now.
You
Danny,
pull it out, pull Danny it up, pull Amendola's. It over, pull it out, pull it under. I don't care.
What?
It don't change a thing.
What was
the truth
that?
Is what it is.
Okay. Danny Amendola.
He was hurt last year.
He got hurt in the first game.
Don't count.
And missed the entire season.
Didn't get 1,000 yards, I know.
Yes.
Because he was a little hurt.
The year before that, his best statistical
season,
he had 689 yards. 689 yards. This is his best season. He had 85 catches. 85 catches! But in those 85 catches, he managed 689 yards. That means there were short 1, 2, 3 yard passes. That's all he gets you.
I'm saying he's almost what's the opposite of yak?
Mac minus yards after carry.
Seriously, after catch? 85. How do you not get 1,000 yards with 85 catches? You're minus yak.
Maybe because you've seen. Maybe you had him in a PPR
see him
league.
The ball all
and
the time.
He got you 85 points with those 85 catches.
I see
catches.
Him reeling in difficult catches.
They're little baby
and then
catches.
Going down.
Yes.
So there's slants across the middle,
small,
all over the place.
Yes. He is a possession type guy. He will help you move the ball.
Wow.
Talk about matriculated down the field. His best statistical season, 85 catches for 689 yards.
What did he do in that first game last year?
He had 5 catches for 45 yards.
Times 12 is 600. Damn it.
I'm sorry. I don't want to burst your bubble with the Rams, but
I only have him with 6 wins. How many wins do you have with?
3.
Okay. Yeah,
3
you
and
got
13.
I got twice as many cuz I believe in him twice as much as you and still sucking. Now, the Arizona Cardinals are the true team that sucks. How you justify them having more than my
How
3
do I
wins
have them at 5
is
and 11?
Beyond me. Scary Skeleton?
Or Cobb. We don't know
yet. It's got to be Skelton.
Or Cobb. I tell you what, because I've got them beating Miami.
QB by committee.
They host Miami. And I've got Miami at 0-16. So you got to get that win.
I'll give them that as a win. I think
I've got them. Oh, I've got them beating the Rams because it's the Rams.
You got them beating the Rams twice, probably.
I don't. I actually only have them beating the Rams once.
Good.
I've got them beating the Bills.
Where? At home?
At home.
At home, yeah. No, I have Buffalo.
I've got them going and beating the Vikings.
People, let me stop, Steven.
Yes.
This coming up with predictions is so precarious. If you do not go out and pick every single game, the winner of every single game, I am so frustrated at NFL.com. I went into their expert picks and evaluated every single team to look at, see where I might be off by a ton. Right. And I found out that I was off frequently because every team, according to NFL.com, will get at least 8 wins. And I got a news flash for them. That equals more than 256.
So, wait a minute. So, at least...
Not every, but virtually every team has well more than 8 wins. They're a 9-win team. They're a 10-win team. They're an 8-win team. They're a 9-win team. Oh, they're only a 6-win team. It's like, no, if there's a 10-win team, somewhere there's got to be a team that's 6-10. There does. You got to offset every win with a loss.
You would think so.
But that means people have not used the spreadsheet of life.
No, well, you know, not a lot of people have the spreadsheet of life, dude.
Well, that's on them because all you got to do is like throw us like $5 and you get the spreadsheet of life and you get all the joy that comes with it.
Yeah, 256 games is what you should have. You should have 256 wins and 256 losses.
That's all. Can't have more. Can't have less because it don't work that way.
Yes, exactly. And if you guys want to check our numbers.
Before we had the magical spreadsheet.
We were off by about 5 or 10 games.
Every year.
Yeah.
Before the magical spreadsheet, I could not get it to equal 256.
Yeah, we were off
and I'd have to go find that one game.
And
then find the counterpart to that one.
Yes.
It was like balancing a freaking checkbook that was the size of Manhattan's budget.
Yes.
And then the magical spreadsheet came. And saved my life.
And once again, we thank James Reese. But before we get to
James
the playoffs, Jeffrey, and our predictions for the playoffs, it's time for you to reveal a couple things. First off, he's taking off the shirt.
Oh, heaven.
Here comes the shirt. There go the headset first. And he's taking off the shirt. And I'm about to find out before all of you who Jeff is Oh, no!
Who did it?
Oh, my God! Jeffrey has revealed a Cam Newton jersey.
Hang on. Headphones back on. Cam Newton. That's right. Not a fake, but a Cam.
He is going all in with the Cam. Wait a minute. The Carolina Panthers? You don't even have them in the playoffs. Is that why you got all excited when I said they were going to make the playoffs?
You got them in the playoffs. One of us does.
Yeah.
And I think they're that close, Steven. I think they could be in the playoffs.
Yes.
How badly did I jack up my microphone?
I don't know. You jacked it
I
right
got
there.
A little excitable. I'm sorry.
Jeffrey's wearing his Cam Newton jersey.
Cam Newton.
Now, well, congratulations.
The thing is, Steven, as you know, I'm a Southern boy.
You've had the Saints.
I'm from Southern California.
You've had the Bucks, and now
I'm a Southern boy.
And now you have the
I've had everybody. I've had the Falcons. I've had the Saints.
No,
I've had
the Bucks. I don't believe you've ever had the pleasure of taking the Falcons. You have not done that yet.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Can I have them now?
You got Carolina.
Well, you know what?
You thought that you could take you couldn't take Atlanta because you had already.
I thought that was the case. And you see this little thing on my sleeve here, yeah. Steven? What does that tell
That's
you?
That's an old Reebok jersey.
That's an old Reebok jersey.
You got it on sale.
I got it for half price.
Yeah.
So there's no returns.
So
go
take it. Oh,
there's
you no can't return it. So you're stuck
there's
with Carolina.
There's no returns.
Because you can have Atlanta. You've taken the Texans. You've taken Tennessee. You've taken Jacksonville.
I love the South.
You've taken a lot of South teams.
It's because I'm a racist, Steven. That's what it comes down
to. There
you
go.
From Southern California.
You did have the Ravens.
And I've never had the Colts because Peyton Manning was there all the time, and I wasn't going to jump on a big bandwagon.
Yes.
What's so big a reach about
only
that?
Only little bandwagons.
I want to give my love
speaking
to a team.
Speaking of bandwagons, I got to, only because real quickly, I know we've got to get to
We have no time, but that's okay.
We've got to get, but remember Kostaki Economopoulos?
Oh, because he's got some great jokes.
All right.
Do you have one of his jokes?
Kostaki.
I love Kostaki.
Has created a meme. Or Mimi, or whatever it is.
It's a meme.
A meme for every single football team.
Oh, the helmet.
So basically, it's just the helmet and then a little quote underneath it. I'll read you this
one.
What
does it say about Carolina? Read me the Panthers
one. Okay, I will read you the Panthers.
Since I'm a Panthers fan now.
You are a Panthers fan. It says, Panthers, if cats were being any more, PETA would step in.
Oh, hey now.
But here's one of my favorites. For the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
Patriots, we're a good team with one giant problem.
Ooh.
That was like, wah-pah!
Wah-pah.
Wah-pah!
But you know, with the giant problems, he's not going anywhere.
But then the problem is, no, he's talking about one giant problem.
The
they keep losing to the Giants in the Super Bowl. Yes. Yeah, he even told me to look at the Cowboy one, and I did not find it funny at all. Maybe you will find it funny, so I'll read it to you guys, but
sure.
I did not find it funny. Cowboys, the one star isn't just an emblem, it's a rating.
Yeah, I like that one. I thought that
next
was pretty
time
clever.
And anyways, Kostaki is going to be joining us for 5-minute segments all season long.
Don't tease me.
I'm going to.
Don't tease me.
You. 5 minutes.
Say it's true.
He's giving us 5 minutes.
Say it's true.
Every week, starting in week 2. He can in week 1 because he's on vacation.
Okay.
But when he comes back week 2 for our preview show, our review show that we do on Tuesdays.
He will have jokes about the prior week's games.
He will have jokes about the prior week's games. He will.
And I love
his
jokes.
So, Kostaki Economopoulos, if you want to check out all the helmets, he's got one for all 32 teams. Kostaki.com, Kostaki.com. Check them out.
You took too long. Now we don't have time for
yes,
anything
we do.
Else.
Well,
sorry,
quickly.
We can't tell you about the playoffs.
Forget the playoffs. What about my punishment? That's all I care about. What you going to do?
Have you been sweating
what
that?
What you going to do? What you going to do?
Have you been sweating your punishment?
A little. Because I know you were not happy with me with making you run out there and you had to run and you hurt your knee. And
My knee still affects me to this day.
I'm very sorry. I didn't know you.
You didn't do that to me.
I did that to you.
I let myself get that out of shape that I could hurt myself.
And you got a little crazy. I just thought you were going to jog it. I didn't know you were actually going to try and run. And then you didn't.
Why
I
mean, would
8.5 seconds. But that's all right.
Would you try if you
were. Oh, heck yeah. I was going to.
Is there anything. Let's say I had you riding horses and you had a barrel race. I don't imagine you've done.
I'm jumping. I'm going to barrel race. I don't even know what barrel race is, but I'm going to do the best I can.
You kind of do a skiing slalom only around barrels and a horse.
Oh, great.
But would you try and win?
Of course I would. I'm going to win. I'm going to break whatever record is out there.
What does Pete Carroll say? Always compete. Always compete. So I try to win. And
so
your punishment, Steven, let me get it off your chest and make it easy for you.
Because I need to breathe.
You won't find out till we're in London.
What?
Well, now, in all fairness, thanks, Emma. I know what your punishment is.
Yeah.
But I know that you might get really sick and not be able to make it to London if I told you exactly what
it
was.
I'm bringing my family to London this year, so I got to go to London.
That's part of what pushed me in this direction was that I could assure myself that you would actually show up.
So you're going to punish me in London?
Oh, yes, in a very public way. Very public way.
Okay. Well,
and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And you don't tell me until I'm actually in London?
I'll tell you when we're on the plane.
We're going to be busy
plane.
Working. We're going to be going to practices.
We may never be sleeping. And for those of you who are worried about where's my NFL in the UK, as was announced, Sunday Night Football is handled. That'll start 1 a.m. Mondays on Channel 4. Nat Coombs and Mike Carlson reunited, and it feels so good. The Sky contract will be signed within the next 48 hours, and we'll be where we belong on Fridays doing our preview. Straight. I was trying to change the subject, Steven.
In the UK.
I was trying to change the subject. He won't stand for me to change
Do I need to call Officer Chris and ask him to have my back?
Officer Chris and I are actually in communication right now.
You're in cahoots? You're in cahoots with Officer Chris.
Okay, he shot down the first thing, which was I wanted you to shampoo your hair in the fountain outside the palace.
That's just wrong.
You had to. You couldn't just get in the fountain. You need to go in there and shampoo your hair.
Oh man,
that was the first. And Chris says that's not going to work.
Chris said that's not going to work.
Okay. And so we've moved on.
All right.
Things that will hopefully keep you out of jail.
Oh man. All right. So I'm looking forward to whatever it is you come up with. Okay.
Playoffs.
Real quick. We don't got a lot of time.
All right.
Let's just go. Let's do it this way. We'll announce our six teams the playoffs for each conference.
Okay.
We'll get to the championship games, Super Bowl winner. How about that?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So who are your six teams in the AFC?
Ravens, Patriots.
In order. Are this in order?
This is in order.
Oh, okay, good.
Ravens, Patriots, Bills, Texans, Broncos, Bengals.
Okay, so I've got Ravens, Texans, Chargers, Patriots with the fourth seed, Jeffrey, winning their division. The Cincinnati Bengals and Oakland Raiders as my wild card team.
So you've got two AFC West teams that tell me that you are a bigger fool than I. In the NFC side, you go first.
I've got the Atlanta Falcons, in this order. Falcons, Green Bay Packers, San Francisco 49ers, Dallas Cowboys, and the two wild card teams, Detroit Lions, Carolina Panthers.
Only thing that's different there is I've got the Chicago Bears.
As your wild card team.
As the other wild card team. I have the Cowboys as winning the division.
So you've got Lions and
I've got the
Bears
NFC
instead
North.
Of Lions and Panthers.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So,
division.
Let's get to it. No, let's get to
conference championship.
The conference championship. AFC. Somehow you will have
Baltimore Ravens hosting the Buffalo Bills.
The Bills?
The Bills.
The Buffalo Bills.
Choke on it. The Buffalo Bills. Go, Bills, go. It's the glory years. They're returning. Jim Kelly can actually lift his head again and say, this next loss won't be on me.
Wow. Well, I've got one of those teams. It's the Baltimore Ravens. I got them hosting the AFC Championship game, and I've got them hosting,
I have them hosting too.
The Houston Texans.
That's more likely, probably. But this is what I got.
But it's fun. It's fun. Yeah. That's what you got. All right. In the NFC. I've got one team returning to the NFC Championship game from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, since I don't have the Giants in the playoffs, you can infer it's
the San Francisco 49ers.
The San Francisco 49ers. And they will be hosting a game which is bringing me back to the 90s.
Oh, Lord. The Dallas Cowboys. And the 49ers.
Cowboys, Niners in the NFC Championship game.
Oh, Steven.
Again.
Memo.
Yeah.
Championship weekend. Credentials handled not by the clubs.
By the league. We got to go to the NFL.
By the league. We're not making that mistake again.
Because the Niners are saying, yeah, you can come, but it's not up to us.
We'd love to have you, but we have no control over it.
Yes.
And then in the Super Bowl, I have the Ravens playing the Cowboys.
Ravens-Cowboys?
Ravens-Cowboys.
I thought you had.
No, I'm sure. I have the Ravens-Falcons.
I'm sorry.
I have the Ravens Falcons.
Okay. Did something change over there? Did you accidentally click the button?
Clicked.
Okay, you clicked the button.
Ravens Falcons.
Ooh, that's interesting.
That's a good game.
Well, you got Flacco Ryan.
And we've
Flacco
got
Flacco Ryan.
I mean, come on. Georgia, how close is Georgia to New Orleans? I mean, they're right there.
Now, people are going to call me crazy.
Crazy.
But I'm excited about my Super Bowl prediction this year.
I think the Cowboys might be involved.
An all-Texas Super Bowl, the Houston Texans and the Dallas Cowboys in the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Idiot.
You're freaking hitting me and
I was trying to what? I was trying to what, and I just reached over to your iPad and just hit as many buttons as I could.
Cowboys, Texas, all-Texas Super
That's
Bowl
a pretty epic
in
sound
New Orleans.
Effect, wasn't it?
That was. You're a freaking idiot.
Oh, that man. Was me just blindly smashing his sound card with my hand. Okay, I'll text. I like it. I don't like Texas so much, but I like Texans.
Yeah.
But I don't like Texas.
Yeah.
It's just an armpit.
It's not an armpit.
It is an armpit. And, well, that's cool. Everybody's close to New Orleans.
So, big Flacco fun. Ryan, who gets the trophy? Flacco Ryan.
Isn't this meant to be? They came out of the league at the same
Baltimore,
time.
Baltimore, Atlanta.
Joe Flacco.
The Ravens! Flacco!
Ray Rice runs the real running ball.
Flacco over the Falcons and Matt Ryan. I think it's an epic game between the Texans and the Cowboys.
That would be an epic game.
And the Cowboys would come out on top.
And if that were the scenario, I believe the Cowboys would probably win that game too. Ain't going to happen.
Ain't going to happen.
Ain't going to happen.
Either way, either of those goes, uh-huh. I'm going to be in the Super Bowl this year.
All right.
I've already decided.
All right.
Even if the league says, no, we can't go.
We go to the Super Bowl every year.
I know.
Why would we not go this year?
I don't know, because, you know.
Because we ain't got no monies?
Well, we're
We will have gotten our monies by then from our work that we do.
You promise?
Speaking of the work we do, you can look for Stephen Miranda on Thursday nights with Mike Graham on Talk Sport Extra Time. And you can look at Jeff Ellis, myself, on Tuesday mornings on Talk Sport Extra Time overnight.
And even if you're asleep, when we're on live, you can come back the next morning and do the listen again and listen to us.
It works just fine.
We have lots of fun.
We do, and then we're going to be putting out our show this week, a regular NFL spot that you'll hear at various times throughout the week on Talk Sport Radio. Sky Sport News Radio next week, Sky Sport News Television next Friday at our regular time.
Yes.
All that coming at you, and we are out of here right now.
I'm Stephen Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis. Happy
NFL
football.
NFL Rants and Rays. Football's back, baby!